Hello, welcome back, friends. I'm so excited that you are here. If you are a new listener, my name is Jennifer Brown. I am a stay-at-home mom turned online business coach, and I am here to activate you. I'm here to wake you up that you can have impact with income, that you can build an online business, that you can walk in your calling, that you can share the gospel, that your business can be ministry. That you can be rich. By rich, I don't mean just money, I mean rich in the spirit as well. But friend, I'm so excited that you are here. We are gonna be diving into pursuing your purpose and how you can become the leader that God has created you to be, which is not an easy thing to do because we have to constantly lay down our life for God. I get so many people who ask me, it's not here yet. I don't know. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. Pursuing your purpose, girl, that means that you have to be pursuing God because you can't figure out what your purpose is without Him. So do all the things that you do. Maybe you're driving. Maybe you're on that treadmill at the gym. And if you are, I'm so proud of you. But let's do it. Let's dive in. Let's talk about it. I am Jennifer Brown, wife, girl mom of three, and a generational chain breaker. And sis, you are not here by accident. I want you to know that I have prayed for you. Are you tired of feeling like you have no purpose outside of motherhood? You know God created you for so much more. Have you tried all the MLMs? You've tried making an income at home to help support your family and nothing worked? You desperately want to make an impact and income? Maybe start that online business, but you just don't know how? Then sis, I got you. Because God has set my heart on fire to lead, teach, and inspire other mamas just like you. How to earn online, grow in your Christian faith, and build generational wealth. All from home, raising those kingdom kiddos. So sis, if you are ready to walk in your calling, build that business to glorify God, then put those AirPods in, switch over that laundry, and let's dive into today's episode because today is the day. Matthew 6:33 reads, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." You have to seek Him first. And then He blesses you with all the things. You are not practicing your spiritual disciplines, then you're not going to be fully activated. Sister, you have a calling that is a supernatural calling, which means that you need a supernatural God to guide you in that supernatural calling. Because God created you on purpose for a purpose, and you can't do it without Him. You are limited in your natural abilities. But when you focus on Jesus and your relationship with Him daily, and you have that Holy Spirit dwelling inside of you, and you are feeding that Spirit daily, the Lord directs your steps. He keeps you actively walking and talking in your calling, and He reveals your purpose over time through steps. Take a step. Yes to this. Yes to that. You hear that Holy Spirit guidance on what that next step is. It's whenever we step away from God and we're not spending time with Him in the secret place that we get knocked off the path. That we get distracted. And let me just tell you, the enemy is going to have a field day the moment that you step off that path too. He's going to see you scrolling, and now you're going to start comparing. You're going to start looking at her life. You're going to start looking at her business. You're going to start looking at her marriage. You're going to start looking at her calling. You're going to say, well, why doesn't God bless my business the way that He blesses hers? Look at all her financial blessings. Why can't I have those financial blessings? Why can't her calling be my calling? And you start to find yourself in this place of complaining. You are now complaining in the wilderness, And baby, all God wants to do is take you to the promised land. But you're not ready. You have growing to do. You have character to fix. You have money to manage. Heck, you have time to manage. You have to be a diligent leader in your time. You have to be a diligent leader in your day, in your finances, in your parenting. So now that you've taken your eyes off of Jesus, your eyes are on all the people around you and others. And it's knocked you off your path. And I totally get it. I get it, guys. Life gets busy. Kids' extracurricular activities are busy. I understand. My daughters did competitive cheer for 6 years. It is very demanding. It is time demanding. It is very expensive. And it literally lasts summer to summer. There is no break. The moment you finish a competition, you have a few weeks until tryouts. And it is very cutthroat. And it kept me distracted for years. Distracted. Don't let your life be too distracting that you can't focus on God and the things that He has called you to. Disciplines are necessary. Disciplines are necessary. Spiritual disciplines, you need to be doing them daily, all the time. They are so necessary for you to become the woman that God's created you to be. Because you cannot do the things that He created you for without Him. Because He has God-sized dreams for you. Things that you cannot accomplish in your own power. Things that you need Him for. You do not want to be led by your ego. Remember, ego stands for edging God out. You are edging Him out. Don't do that. You don't want to be led by jealousy. You don't want to be led by your ego. You don't want to be led by pride. So, do you want to be Holy Spirit led in all that you do in your business and your marriage and your family and your relationships? Because you can do that. You can be Holy Spirit led. But you have to put God first. You have to create space for God to grow you, for a space for Him to mold you. You cannot do that if you're skipping out on the spiritual disciplines that you need to be doing every single day. Remember, how many times do you feed your body in a day? This is my favorite example. I will say this all the time. Think how many times you are hungry in a day. How many times do you feed your physical body? This is the same amount of times that you need to be feeding your spirit with worship, with prayer, with meditation, with Bible reading, scripture memorization. Your life can be simple. It doesn't have to be complicated. You can organize your time with time blocks. You can create space to spend time with God. You can walk in joy. You can walk in freedom. And you can walk in your calling. You can walk and have a simplified life. Is it easy? No. Is it possible? Yes. If you would put God first in your business and you would spend time in the secret place daily and you are aligned with that Holy Spirit, then friend, you get to say yes to the things that God puts in front of you. You get to listen and you will hear that Holy Spirit guiding you and leading you. And He slowly reveals that purpose. God wants you to be able to say yes, but He also wants you to be able to hear His voice. And you cannot hear His voice if you are not spending time in His presence. He wants to guide you. He wants to lead you. He wants to bless your business. He wants to bless your finances. He wants to bless your marriage. So give Him space to do that. Give Him space to do that. If you do, you're going to sleep better. You're going to have less anxiety. You're going to be productive. You won't succumb to the comparison or the jealousy because instead of scrolling, you're going to be praying, right? Instead of comparing, you're going to be focusing on God. Remember, comparison is the silent killer in your business and your life. You have to stop scrolling and we have to get into the secret place. We have to get into prayer. Girl, get in that prayer closet. Get that prayer journal. Start it. Create it. Do it. This is important. Get into your Bible. Get into the Word. Stop complaining and start praying. And don't strive for perfection. You will fail here. But you have to remember that you are not striving for perfection. I want you to strive for excellence. I want you to be excellent at everything that God has given you right now. How are you stewarding the things that God has given you right now? Your marriage, your finances, your parenting, your business. How are you managing those things? If you feel like you are not doing a good job, change it. Change it right now. Lay it on the altar, pray, ask God for help, and decide that you are just going to put Him first and that you want Him to bless all these things. And you are ready. You have to surrender. You have to say, God, I am ready to do things your way. I don't want to do it my way anymore. And be excellent. Where God has you right now, there is a reason that you're here. So be excellent in it. Don't wish to be in a different place. Because right now where you are, He is preparing you for where He is going to take you. He's preparing that launching pad so He can launch you into your destiny. So give God your best. And remember that when you are giving Him your best, that you will become that Holy Spirit-led woman, that Holy Spirit-led mama, that Holy Spirit-led businesswoman, that leader that He has called you to be. Don't waste the season that God has you in. You can't operate in your calling without Him. He's created you, so you need Him. He's put those desires in your heart. And friend, you cannot walk in that purpose until you are putting Him first. He is the one that gives you the clarity, the knowledge, the wisdom, the know-how. He's the one who tells you what the next step is. And He has gifted you with special gifts that only you have to do the purpose that only you can do. So sister, it is time to walk in your calling. But you can't do that without Him. So invite Him into your life today. Lay your business down on the altar. Lay your life down on the altar. I want you to think about a magnolia tree. Okay, we live in the woods and we have a lot of magnolia trees around us, but they are like tucked in the woods. So they are not able to grow beautiful. And one of my daughters, we were riding in the car and we looked out the window and there was this big field and there was this gorgeous magnolia tree. I mean, huge. It was wide, it was tall, and it had flowers blooming all over it. And my daughter knows what a magnolia tree is, and she goes, "Whoa, Mom, look at that magnolia tree. I had no idea that's what they were supposed to look like." She's 9, so it was just funny. But I said, "Yeah, isn't that so beautiful?" And I thought, yeah, the ones that she's used to looking at, the ones all around our woods, around our home, have other trees all around them. And they have to fight to grow tall. They're like skinny and they have to fight to grow tall to reach the sun. And they cannot function at their full capacity. They can't grow wide. And most of the time they don't even get flowers on them. They don't even get to bloom. And how true is that in our life? If we are not giving God space to grow us, then we cannot fully bloom and be who He created us to be, just like those magnolia trees around my yard that are fighting for comparison against all, they're fighting for sunlight and they're fighting against all these other trees. They're so close together that they don't have room to breathe. And do you ever feel that way, friend? I want to invite you into God's presence. I want you to know that you can access God wherever you are. You have full access to Him. I do not have any more or extra access to God than you do. And as a mother, God will meet you wherever you are. If you are busy and you are doing dishes at the sink, baby, God will meet you there. If you are folding that laundry, God will meet you there. Let me remind you, you don't have to create this perfect space for Him. You don't have to create this place where, okay, I have my Bible and these beautiful highlighters and these beautiful pens and this journal and I have notes over here and I have 2 different Bibles and I have a study Bible and this Bible. And it does not have to be like that. People overcomplicate things, and God is not complicated. So don't overcomplicate spending time with God. I want you to get into God's space so that He can grow you. Think about that beautiful magnolia tree that I was telling you about that was out in an open space. It got away from the people, right? Think about, you know, the trees. It's out there by itself. Sometimes God calls you to a season by yourself. And you might feel lonely, but I want you, friend, to know that God is right there with you. And He is going to bloom you. He is going to grow you. He's going to grow your character. He's going to grow everything, all the pieces of you, to grow you, to prepare the woman that He created you to be. But you have to let Him. You have to let Him in. You got to spend time with Him. He can't grow you if you're focused on the people around you. He can't grow you if you're not spending time with Him. He can't grow you or mold you if you are not getting into the secret place and you keep skipping your spiritual disciplines. So I want you to make a pact now that I'm not going to skip my spiritual disciplines anymore. I'm going to focus on God and God only because I am ready to walk in my calling. I'm ready for the blessings that can be unlocked when I grow my relationship with God. Do that today, friend, and I promise God will show up and He will show out for you. And the last thing that I'm going to leave you with is Proverbs 3:6, which reads, "In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight." It's not an easy path, but it's a very rewarding, life-giving, fruit-filling life. And it's so worth it. It is so worth it, friend. I pray that you have a blessed day. And don't skip those spiritual disciplines. Don't skip worship. Don't skip praying. Don't skip your Bible reading. These habits need to be every day, friend, just like you feed your body. These are the spiritual disciplines that you need to be feeding your spirit and your soul and your mind with. I love you so much. Thank you for being here. I pray that this blessed you. Have a great day. Hey sis, thank you so much for listening. I really hope this episode inspired you. And if this podcast has encouraged you in any way, please, please leave me a review on Apple Podcast and share this with someone you know needs this blessing. But friend, before you go, I would love to pray a blessing over you. One that my sweet friends, Pastor Josh and Pastor Wendy, always pray over our church and something they've shared with me that they pray over their children. And now I pray it over mine and now I'm going to share it with you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May He lift His countenance upon you and give you peace now and forevermore. I plead the blood of Jesus from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I pray that the Lord goes before you, behind you, above you, and below you, and completely surrounds you. May you be blessed coming in and going out, that you are the head and not the tail, that no weapon formed against you today shall prosper. I pray that God guides every step that you take today and that others will see Jesus shining through you, that you may lead others to God so that He may be glorified. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Be blessed, friends, and tune in next week.